Unit 15. Business Plan.
Part A. Posłuchaj tego tekstu, a potem otwórz swoją książkę.
Most business plans fall into two categories. Strategic and operational plans. Strategic plans set the overall future direction for the company with the least possible risk. They answer the following questions. Where are we now? Where do we want to go? How should we get there? Operational plans guide day-by-day operations. They help to determine if the company is making the correct choices. In a product-oriented business, the product itself provides the foundation for both strategic and operational plans.
Don't forget it.
Fall into.
Podchodzić pod.
Fall into. Set.
Ustalać.
Set. Overall.
Całościowy.
Overall. Least possible risk.
Najmniejsze możliwe ryzyko.
Least possible risk. The following.
Następujący.
The following. Determine.
Określić.
Determine. Make a choice.
Dokonywać wyboru.
Make a choice. Foundation.
Podstawy.
Foundation. Part D. Business conversation.
I'd like to thank you and your wife for a wonderful party, but I'm afraid I've got to be going now. I have an early morning tomorrow.
We're glad you could come. I'll go get your coat.
Thank you.
I'll call you before you leave Warsaw.
Yes, we need to tie up any loose ends we might have.
That's right. I'll get in touch with you at your hotel. Part E. Business behavior.
Przeczytaj i porównaj tego typu zachowania z polskimi nawykami.
You can leave a party when you feel tired. However, don't be the first person to leave or the last. It's very important to thank the host and hostess before you leave, but remember that they may not be able to escort you to the door. In this case, you must let yourself out. Part F. Business talk.
Domyśl się z definicji znaczeń tych słów.
Application.
A written request.
Application. Coordinate.
To work well together.
Coordinate. Inflow.
Income.
Inflow. Paperwork.
Routine record keeping that is part of a more important task.
Paperwork. Part G.
A teraz powiedz po angielsku. Gdzie jest twoje podanie o pracę?
Where is your employment application?
Przygotujmy wszystkie dokumenty, zanim pójdziemy na to spotkanie.
Let's have all the paperwork ready before we go to that meeting.
Dobry kierownik wie, jak koordynować pracę swoich ludzi.
A good manager knows how to coordinate the work of his people. End of Unit 15.